Okay, today's daf is Dmai, daf Mem Tes. And we continue here in the fifth parak of Maseches Dmai, the second to last daf here in the fifth parak of Maseches Dmai. And this Maseches Shiurim is sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel, Avram and Devar Weinfeld. We thank them for their Maseches sponsorship. And we are on Mem Chesem Abeis, a couple lines up from the bottom. And we're discussing the sugya of Yesh and Ein Kinyin Lagoy. Lafkia Mide Maestros has come up a number of times already in Peya, in Demai, a sugi that comes up mainly in the Bavli in Maseches Gittin, around Daf Mem Zayin or so, regarding the status, if a non-Jew owns Eretz Yisrael, does that affect the Kedusha of the Peiros, which itself is a beautiful Hashkafic idea, that the Kedusha of the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael might be dependent on a Jew's owning the Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, playing off of each other. So the Mishnah had said, if I have produce from a Jew and from a non-Jew, I can mix it all together and be ma'aser mizel zeh, because it's all called tevel. So that's clearly holding that a produce of a non-Jew has the same kedusha as a Jew, and therefore it's all tevel on the same level. And we just went into the makaros of how does Reb Meir know that? At least according to this version. And we had the Derech Emunah of Chaim Kanievsky in his commentary has a long, lengthy piece about all the Bavlis and all the Yerushalmis, many Yerushalmis. There are stiras between different Tanoim that they hold opposite things in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi about this question. But we'll see you later on today's daf, Bez Hashem, about what the Rambam paskins. But there is a comment that's much quoted in the Shemitah discussions of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish on the first page of Shvius. First page of Shvius, Simon Aleph, Oz Gimel, he says, maybe the whole sugi of Yeshin and Kinyin does not affect what he's talking about, Shemitah. Regarding Shemitah, everybody would agree there's still Kedushas Karka. Yeshin and Kinyin only has to do with the fruit and the mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz. But Shemitah is a different type of mitzvah hatluyos ba'aretz. It's about the Karka. It's about Shvisas Karka. But we've mentioned that probably almost every one of the mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz is... this is a different one. This is a unique one. Right? We spoke about Bikurim is different. Right? Bikurim is the only one that your mafrish at the before grows. Right? It's different, and therefore there's 2 days in Tosfos and Balbastra, whether it's even considered a mitzvah tzliya baretz. Havamina that I might apply in Chutz Laaretz. Maaser Sheni is different. It's the only one that has to be in Eretz Yisrael and in Yerushalayim, and it has Kedusha in a certain way, and lo achalti va'oni mimenu. So that's different. Chal is different, that it's only later on. The chiyuv is not when you gather it like all the others. It's only a chiyuv when you add the water to the flour. Shas gilgal isa. So everyone so far, there doesn't seem to be any regular mitzvah satulias baretz, right? Every one of them has its uniqueness. So here too, Shemitah has its uniqueness also. Right? This kedusha saaretz says the Chazon Ish. Time of the Mandamar Yesh Kinyi Mikra Dagancha Velo Daganachri Hainu Mipnei Shakarka Shal Nachri Megadelas as a Tvua Vahula Barchiyuv Truma. So if you hold Yesh Kinyin, so the non-Jew is growing, the Tvua is growing in the non-Jew's land, and he is not Barchiyuv. Lo Rami Su Mitzvah Truma Al Tvua Su. So therefore, not only does he not have the Chiyuv, but there's no Chiyuv on this fruit. Afilu ki hader lacha Yisrael, even if a Jew gets it after. V'davka le'inyin trumas u'maishva zubikurim, de mitzvos ninhu, gidul akum pater. It has to do with the growing of the fruit. It has to do with the fruit. Aval le'inyin arla v'kilayim, de isure ninhu, v'chol makum shem gdeilim asurim, de kedushas ha'aretz lopaka. If it has to do with the growth of the fruit, like Trumas and Maestros, I have to give those fruit and give it to a Kohen, give it to an Ani. So then that those are mitzvahs. Those are inherently mitzvahs. It's aser for a Yisrael to eat Truma, but inherently it flows from the mitzvah. Well, we've quoted sometimes that there are certain mitzvahs that have mitzvahs and averis associated with them. And the Ramban has a comment in Maseches Kiddushin and the Ritva that sometimes one is Iker and one is Tafel. You could have the los assay is really to bolster the assay. That's what the Ramban says there about Hashava Saveda and about Ma'ake and about Shiloh HaKan. And sometimes you could have an assay that's bolstering the los assay. So here, the mitzvah of Truma, Be'ikaron, it's a mitzvah to give it to the Kohen, to do Afrasha and Asina. The Isser of a Jew eating, of a Yisrael eating it, so that flows from the Isser. So says the Chazon Ish, there's a difference between the mitzvos that are at root mitzvos, and the mitzvos that are at root isurim. Arla is not a mitzvah. I mean, it is a mitzvah, but it's an iser hana. I have to separate the first 3 years and not benefit from it. But it's really, at root, it's iser. So that flows from the karka. And the karka, says the Chazon Ish, the kedusha of the aretz is not paka. The kedusha of the peros is paka. That's the Madam Rav Yesh Kenyan. The kedusha of the aretz is not paka. V'hachanami begidol hektish. He said arla and kilayim and hektish. Gidol hektish. Avagav de poter bichuma mikavakam noeg bo kilayim. Even though if the ground is owned by hektish, they own my maktish, my backyard. And now the hektish owns it, so things that grow there are pater, because it's a pater hektish. But there's an issur of kilayim there. Ule inyan shvius. He quotes Tosfos, the Yishkoch benachil hafkiya lamandama yishkinyan, sarach lomer atam di ikara asil hashbis haaretz. Ve'ein l'davar zeh hechir b'gamari. He quotes a Tosfos that says, sounds like from Tosfos that it also, even the ground is totally mufka. He says maybe Tosfos thinks that shvius, the root of it is mitzvah. Kedusha peros. He says, but I don't think that's muchrach. The efshar de la kulei alma ain't kinyan le'inyan shvius. There's the line. The Chazon Ish says it could be l'kulei alma. There's no kinyan for gullah in shvius, right? This would undermine the whole heter mechira. That's why the Chazon Ish did not believe in it. One of the reasons. V'chein behektish noeg b'shvius kidarina yushali perak zayin depeya. That's what we discussed this. That in the last parak of peya. Miu besuria vada yesh kinyan for l'inyan shvius. Okay, so that's just the a sheet of the Chazon Ish. Obviously, it's a big topic, but once we're talking about Yeshin and Kinyan, just to mention that that point. Okay, so we also ended off yesterday discussing the machlokes, how to understand the word lo, by lo simachel litzmisos. Is it a can't or is it a don't? That seems to be a machlokes tanaim, and it also seems to be a machlokes rishonim between the Rambam and the Ramban. So now, we are second to last line. Reb Chuna Rabba de Tziporin Amar. Reb Chuna the Great from Tzipori. Right, Tzipori was one of the major Torah centers at this time. Up north, Tzipori and Tveria, as we mentioned, Rabbi Yochanan was the Mar de Asra of Tveria and all the other places up north. So Reb Chuna Rabba de Tziporin Amar Hinneg Reb Chanina de Tziporin Kadad Rabbi Shimon. Right, the Reb Chanina of Tziporin followed Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Shimon holds Yesh Kinyan Lagai. And therefore, if a guy owns it, there's a Ptur, meaning not like our Mishnah. Rabbi Zeira Amar, Hinig Rabbi Yechanin B'Tzipor, Kata Rabbi Shimon, same thing that he held like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Zeira Amar, Kumi Rabbi Yavo, B'Shem Rabbi Lazar. Avagat Rabbi Meir Amar, In Kinyan Lagai B'Eretz Yisrael. L'Poch Rabbi Namaisris, even though Rabbi Meir, I'm not going to call him Machmir or Meiko, because depending what vantage point you have. Rameir just says, Ein Kinyan. Rameir says, even though Rameir holds, and we said Rameir was the basis of our Mishnah, that Ein Kinyan Lagai, meaning if a non-Jew owns it, there's no Ptur, it retains its Kedusha, Modehu, Hacha Deyesh Lo Kinyan Nechasim, but he has a Kinyan of the Nechasim. Nechasim are properties, not the Karka itself, but he has a Kinyan of the properties, meaning, Amar Rabbi Ba, Ocheles Peiros. Meaning the fruit. If a guy, if a Jew buys the land of a guy where the fruit has been growing, and eventually the Jew does meruach, and the Jew does, so then there's a chiv of, and there's a chiv because yesh kinyan, and the guy's bialos was a mafkia it. But what's if the guy did everything? If the guy grew it and the guy harvested it and he made it into a pile and he did meruach and now wants to sell it to me now and everything's done, then everybody agrees a guy could own something once it's betaltalin, once it's peros. And therefore, the halacha would be different then. If you look in the Me'iri in Gittin on Daf Mem Zayin, where this is quoted, he summarizes the discussion of Yesh and Ein Kinyan, and he says here, Zesha Amru Ein Kinyan Gai Baris Lafki Medei Meiser. Right, a guy does not have Pirush Inyan. Shem Lakach. This is like Rabbi Meir Shita in our sugya. So according to that opinion, that means Shem Lakach Yisrael Mi Gai Karka Baris Yisrael. If a Jew buys land, even if it ripened, the fruit grew and ripened while the goy owned it. Still, shechayev Yisrael b'hem shumus u'maisros ubikurim min haTorah ukiilu lo haisa shal goy me'olam. If a Jew buys it while it's still attached, it grew some, but it wasn't harvested yet. Then that's the sugya. of Yesh Kinyan or Ein Kinyan. The Ein Omrim, we don't say, Kishalacha Yisrael Menagoy, Sheidino Kekibush Yachid. He's buying like a portion of Chutz Laaretz and expanding Eretz Yisrael. V'chenafilu lo lacha Yisrael Heimenu, Elashakana Apir Shebo Bodem Uchubar Lakarka. Or if he bought it when it was still attached to the ground. V'chulu. Continue, skip a couple of lines. Ha, kol shaloka chaperos shenigmer malachton biad goy. But if a Jew buys the produce from a goy, where everything was already done, meruach was done, patur legamre. So that even according to the mandamer of ein kinyan, patur legamre. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, not quoted here, but tegancha vanugdarshim diguncha. Tegancha ki bidarshim diguncha, your gathering. Velo digun goy. Afilu haya karka shel Yisrael. V'chulu. And then, so a guy could own the fruit, right? Once he goes through the whole processing, then it is his. Or, as we'll get to, but the Miri quotes it here based on the there and Gittin. Avav eshein kinyin l'goy lefkir midei meiser, yesh lo kinyin lachpar b'shalo, boros shichun ma'aros. Could a guy work the land? Could a guy dig ditches if he has the land? Yeah, he can't. I mean, he's not listening to halacha anyway, but he could do that. Ve'ein omrim, ho'olum shubados l'maiseris, Eino Rashoi Lahafsida. We don't say that. What does that mean? He can't. He doesn't care. But we don't have to make sure that he's not mafsid the land. Because it's once we get it, so then we'd have to treat it with Kedusha. But he could do whatever he wants, as long as he has it. Shlote Zruya Lizriya El Rashoi, right? Because it's his land. So that's what the Gemara says here also, that even according to Rabbi Meir, he's Modeb, that once the guy has it, it becomes fruit, so to speak, so then it could be, he could have Kedusha, right? The Pnei Moshe also, right on the side here, quotes this in the second half of his words. Avalim nigmaru v'nismarchu biyad ha'akum. But if it's finished, right, and the guy does meruach, and the guy does picks up the fruit and puts it in piles in the field, l'kulei alma yesh lo kinyan bahem, everyone would agree that then he owns it. Then he dekarka lo kani, peros miha kani. So that's an important limit on this machlokas. Of yesh kinyan and ein kinyan, the whole machlokas is only if a Jew took part of some of the processing. He bought it early enough that there's before meruach, before some of the processing. But if a Jew buys it after all of that, then it's considered totally the processing shel goy, and then it wouldn't have kedusha. Good. Reminds us a little bit of the a Jew taking part in the process. Bishalakum and Pasach. As long as a Jew takes part of the process, it's called processing by a Jew. It's called Bishul Yisrael. But if a Jew didn't take part at all, then it's all shel goy. So here too, if a Jew doesn't get it early enough, then it's all shel goy. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara b'hadat taninan. But didn't we learn in a Mishnah in Gittin? Right, we have Mishnayos from all over quoted here. We had the Mishnah in Machshirin yesterday. Now the Hatanya we learned in a Mishnah in Gittin. So again, like the Yerushalmi often, the Yerushalmi only quotes one line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah there is talking about a case where if a Jew has a piece of land and he sells it to a goy in Eretz Yisrael. So the Chachamim say, you gotta buy it back. You gotta buy it. We don't want it to be stuck in the hands of a guy. So we do what we can to encourage him to buy it back. And the Mishnah says, Halokeach mevi bikurim. And once you buy it back, you have to bring bikurim from that land. Even though technically maybe you wouldn't have to. Why? What does the Mishnah end? Mipnei tikkun ha'olam. That's why this is in the fourth parak of Gittin. You have all those Mishnayos in the fourth and fifth parak about tikkun ha'olam. So the Mishnah's lashon is when you buy it back, you have to give bikurim because of tikkun ha'olam, which means derabanan. Meaning, really, technically, it sounds like for the Mishnah that the land belongs to the guy, and therefore you shouldn't have to bring bikurim. But when you buy it back, we want to make sure you buy it back. And if you're not going to bring bikurim from it, then you look at it as, oh, it was belongs to the guy, it doesn't have kedusha, so it's not so important to buy it back. So we dafka, midrabanan at least, want him to buy it back. That's what Rashi says there in Gittin Dap Mem Zayin. Lokeach umevi bikurim, b'chal shana, sarach likach min ha'ovei kochavim, bikurei peroseha b'damim yikarim. Right, the way Rashi understands it, is that even if you can't get the land back, you got to buy back bikurim, and bring it to Yerushalayim, mipnei tikkun ha'olam. Shelo yehei ragil limkar karka be'eretz Yisrael ovi gochavim. And he's not going to want to sell you the fruit every year. I'll charge you a high price. So eventually, maybe you'll just try to get the land back. This is how it'll encourage you. V'gam imachar yatriach lachzer achareha v'liftos. But what do you see from there? That it's only drabanan, says the Gemara 1 second. But if you say, ain't kinyan lagai, and it all keeps his kedusha daraisa, V'yavi bikurin dvar Torah. It should be daraisa. What do you mean tikkun olam? It should be daraisa if you hold ein kinyan la'akum. So this Mishnah sounds like yesh kinyan la'akum, and there is an effect. What exactly does this? How does this flow with the previous? So there, I saw one of the mefarshim in the back suggest that don't think automatically that because our Mishnah here on Daf Memches is like Rabbi Meir, that's for sure the opinion that we hold like. Because there's a Stama de Mashanisan of Rabbi Meir of Ein Kinyan. Because this Mishnah in Maseches Gittin is a Stam Mishnah, and you see Yesh Kinyan. Right? That's why the Gemara is just bringing another one. Period. Right, we're talking about the Kinyan of a Goy of Eretz Yisrael. He sold him the land. There's a big discussion about which Kinyanim, right? How does a Goy get it? Besides the fact of whether he has it, whether it's considered a kinyan on Eretz Yisrael, there is a big discussion of which kinyanim work for a guy. We know there are many kinyanim. The world of kinyanim, we've mentioned in the past, Rav Asher Weiss's beautiful thought in Baba Basra, that there are four categories of kinyanim. There are avos kinyanim, but there are many different kinyanim. There's hagbah and meshicha and chatzer and shtar and chalipin and situmta, many different kinyanim. Which ones work for a guy? We're not sure. Machlokas Rishonim. So when do we ever talk about this? When do the Pesukim talk about this? Mechiras Chametz. Right? So what do we do? All of them. We do all of them with a guy. We do a Kinyan Chatzer. We lease him the land and the cabinet where the Chametz is. And we do Kinyan Kesef. Give him some money. And we do a handshake. Right? And we do Shtar. We do all the Kinyanim. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Simen Taf Mem Ches quotes, right? That's the Simen in Shulchan Aruch about... These in Yanim about Chamit Sha'avar Alava Pesach. So how do you pray? There's no Simin Mechiras Chametz. I have a sefer at home, Mechiras Chametz Kehilchasa, because this is the generation. This is the generation of a specified halachic discussions. Right? They call we had the Gaonim and the Rishonim and the Achronim. So I heard that our generation, well, you don't know till after the generation is over, but the Malachtim, the collectors. Because 90% of what we do nowadays is collecting. And you go to the Sfarim store, every mitzvah has its sefer. Shiluach HaKan Kiel Chasa, Birchas HaChodesh Kiel Chasa. Right? Every sefer has every Chumrah and Achron. Okay, it's wonderful, it's fine. But so the Shulchan Aruch does not have Hilchas Bechiras Chametz, because it wasn't, but he has Chametz Sha'avar Alav HaPesach. So in Chametz Sha'avar Alav HaPesach, so one of the ways that you prevent it is by selling your Chametz to a guy. Selling your chametz to a guy. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. V'machro nesano le'enu Yehudi, shemichutz labayis kodem ha-pesach, that's outside of your house, ava bisha Yisrael makiro le'enu Yehudi, v'yodeya bo shalo yiga bo klal. The Shulchan Aruch says, he knows, the Jew knows that the guy's not going to touch it. Eli yishmerenu lo arachar ha-pesach, he's going to hold it till after Pesach. V'yachzav yitzenu lo mutter, right? It's mutter, it's still allowed to do that. U'bilvashi yitzenu lo matana gemura b'li shum tanai. As long as you gave it as a matana, total matana, shiim karenulo mechira gemura b'davar mu'at. Or you sell it to him for something, even for something small and symbolic. But you have to sell it to him. Aba matana maslachser lo mahani. Fine. The Mishnah Berurah says, okay, yim karenu. How do you sell it to a guy? Be'eza kinyanim kone me'akum, says the Mishnah Berurah. So how do you know? There's different kinyanim. Yesh bazet deyos ben aposkim. Yesh bisha omer tikinyano shal akum hu bekesef dafka. Some say, Rashi and others, that is dafka kesef. That's what works by a guy. Money. The yesh omrim shein akum kona ela bimashichal reshuso. And others say, Rabbi Nutam is all in Kiddushin Daf Gimel, right, that it's dafka with mashicha. O bahagba, or by lifting it up. Davar she'ef shalagbiya. V'yesha kasvu o dekam shar kinyonim no'agim ha'akam. Others say that the other kinyonim also work. Kigon agav, kriyas baladan agav karka, v'kinyon chatzer, v'kinyon chalipin, dainu kinyon sudar, v'chulu, v'yesh mefakmekin b'kinyonim elu. And others say that no, I'm not so sure regarding agav. V'om delomatzinu kinyonim elu rak b'Yisrael. U'linyin dina, l'chadchila, what do you do? V'vadai, tzorach lahakmus b'kinyon gomer u'muskam l'kulei alma. You gotta find a kinyan that works for everybody. Find that works for everybody. So how do you do that? Right? Who's in Shara Tzion, who is he quoting? Kol HaPoskim. Right? That's his makar here. Dahainu, b'kesef u b'mashicha b'yachad. You got to do kesef and meshicha me'achar shenogeh be'isur daraisa. The Balei Rabbi Yemotzei, right? You're talking about preventing the isur daraisa. V'al kalponim b'meshicha bilvad. V'yotiv ezeh gamkin al kalponim l'rova poskim. Avo b'diyeved avim l'machar ela b'kesef bilvad o shemachar b'chamishar kinyanim v'arvar lova pesach mutter. Since chamishar v'lova pesach was only d'rabanan, so he can make all and say it was really nikna and it worked in that case. And you were Magali Yudas, then you don't want it, and the Chabad isn't really in Rishos anyway, so once you're Magali Yudas, it's no worse than Bittel. Okay, that's the Mishnah Berurah there in Sifkatan Yud Zayin, regarding how to be Kone or Makne with a guy, as we're talking about, being Kone Makne, whether it works by the land of Israel. Okay, we continue. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Simon, B'Shem, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Halokeach Peirus Lushim in Agoy. If somebody buys detached fruit from a guy, and it's been processed, meaning maker adin, there's no tushuas and maestros, because it is, as we said up above, we said that he has a kinyan achasim. So in that case, still, mafris shumu shumas maeser mehalacha. Venosin lasheve. Midarabanan, you should still take off shumas and maestros. Midaraisa, you don't have to, because it is, there's no kedusha. But midarabanan, again, mehalacha here means midarabanan, and then you could have to give it to the kohen. But benotal dam menashevet, you could get money for it because you really didn't have to do this. The whole thing is a chumrah to treat it, to get the fruit back, and to not be the truma. So that's why you're allowed to get money from the kohen. Usually, when I give truma to the kohen, I'm allowed to get money from it. But here, because it's drabanan, I could get money from the kohen. Halokeach peres mechubar minago. That's peres tlushin. Halokeach peres mechubar minagoi. But if I buy attached fruit from a guy, if I buy attached fruit from a guy, and says the Marafolda, lo nachtu biyad goy l'dechi of klal, ela biyad Yisrael, right? It didn't go into the guy's reshus yet for chiyav. V'af the yesh l'goy min atar kinyin be'eretz, v'apiris niftru biyad goy, but what about according to the mandamar yesh kinyin? According to the mandamar yesh kinyin, so then, this is the machlokas. This is machlokes, right? Where meruach happened biyad Yisrael. So here, according to the mandamar yesh kenyan, it's still pater. Still, the Gemara says, since hol mechubarin kanan mimenu, and I'm still reading the Mara folda, since I bought it when it was still attached, and it kind of looks like everything is happening with me, mashvinan luhu keperis adosav. We treat it as if it's like the fruit of your own field. And therefore, back to the Gemara. So if you buy a lokeach peres mechubar minagoy, ma'afrjumas shumas ma'aser me'alacha, it's also durabanan, according to the manda amar yesh kinyin, but notal shevet ve'eno notal dava min hashevet. But you don't. You don't take, not allowed to take money from the Kohanim when you give it. So we'll have to see that in the Rambam soon. Matam, what's the reason why in the first half, in the Reisha, you should not take, you don't take money, right? Marafolda says that Reisha Koi. So the Gemara answers something on the third, fourth, and fifth line. So some of the Mefarshim here flip it because the first three lines here on Amud Beis are a parallel, but have nothing to do with us. It's a parallel type of drasha. So some flip it to have line 3, 4, and 5 before line 1, 2, and 3. But others say it's just out of order, or it just is getting us ready for the drasha that's going to follow. But what's the drasha? Kitzichu me'eis b'nei Yisrael. This is the one that's related to the one that answers our question. Again, we have the question of why is it that if I buy fruit from a guy, after everything is done, fair solution, I can have it to give it to a kohen, but I can get paid for it. So we'll have a drasha, we'll have an answer to that on line 3. But first, Kisikl Kol Meis B'nei Yisrael, where's that pasuk by? That's talking about the Levium taking Meiser Rishon from a Yisrael. When the Levium take Meiser Rishon from a Yisrael, they have to take off Shumas Meiser. That's the pasuk. That is quoted here. Kisikl Meis B'nei Yisrael, Meis B'nei Yisrael, Atmotzi, Vein Atmotzi, Miyad, Kuhuna V'Leviya. Shumas and Meisers, you take from a Yisrael. But if a Kohen or a Levi have to take off their own Shumas and Meisers, they could keep it after their Mafresh. Right? A Kohen doesn't have to give it to another Kohen. A Levi doesn't have to give his Meisers to another Levi. He could keep it. Right? That's the drasha here. When you take it from B'nai Yisrael, and we're Medayik, that this B'nai Yisrael doesn't just mean the Jewish nation, like it usually means, but it means Mamish Yisraelim. Sheva Yisraelim, B'nai Yisrael, you are Motzi, but not Motzi from Kuhuna V'Leviya. So we'll talk about that, but let's just do the Lima that's shayach to us. Va'asya kai. So now this is answering the question of why, when the fruit grow, in the hands of a guy that you have to you're mafresh midrabana, and then you give it to a kohen, but you could get money for it. Vaasya kai de mar Reb Elazar. Remember the olives are all often missing. Amar Reb Elazar. Daasya kamar de Reb Elazar. Ki sichlu me'es b'nei Yisrael. Me'es b'nei Yisrael at motzi vein at motzi miyad a goy. Right? You have to take the hafrashes from a Jew, but you don't take the hafrashes from a goy. Meaning if you're taking it from a goy, midaraisa, you don't have to be mafresh. You don't have to be mafresh. Midrabanan, you are, but because you didn't have to be mafresh, that's why you get paid for it. That's why you get paid for it in that case, right? So that additional point is all, that's a drabanan. That's not based on the pasuk. That's what we call an asmachta, right? The pasuk just says, you don't have to take it from a guy. But the Gemara here is trying to use it to explain the first line, that you don't take it from a guy. So the fact that we make you take it from a guy, it's not really a nesina, and therefore you could take money for it from the kawi. Good. Just one thought on the first, right? We say that a Kohen and a Levi have to be mafresh, but they don't have to give it to others. Interesting that a Kohen has to be mafresh, right? A Kohen has his tevel, see, he's mafresh, and then he eats both things. So what's the, why don't we just say that he could keep it? So there is a discussion, Rashi and Tosfos and Yevamos and Afpevav, right? And that is, it sounds like from Rashi there that the only Isser of Tevel is because of the Truma Shebo. Because usually, yeah, something that's treif, it's treif. Pig is treif. And chalev is treif, is not kosher. And yeah, something that's not kosher, it's not kosher. Right? All of a sudden, and sometimes you have an animal, the gitanasha is not kosher, so take out the gitanasha. Since when do you have something that's usher to eat, and then you do something to it, and then you can eat everything? You separate two things, now you can eat both things that you separated. That's an unusual type of isser. I have tevel, I'm a kohen. I have tevel, so I'm mafresh the truma, and I'm mafresh the maaser rishon. Me daraisa, I might be able to eat the maaser rishon, I take off the truma's maaser, I'm separating everything, and then I eat it all. So you might say that the whole isser of tevel is because of what's in it, and you know maybe a kohen shouldn't even have to have the isser of tevel. So it sounds like from Rashi that the tevel is also because of the truma shebo, and that's what Tosfos doesn't like. Tosfos says, but a kohen can't eat tevel either. A kohen is also chayim isa de shemayim if he eats tevel. Ooh, say the achronim, it's the same isser eating tevel and eating truma misa de shemayim. Is that the same isser? Is that the same shame isser? Right, it's just that once it transfers to Truma, so then it's only also to a Yisrael and not also to a Kohen anymore. But that's Tosis's Kasha on Rashi. If the Tevel is only Usher because of the Truma Shabo, so why should a Kohen even have to do his own Afrasha? Let him just eat his Tevel. Right, that's the Kasha. Imi Tamzeh lo litzer Tevel a Kohen, keep into Truma Shayile. Right, that's the question of Tosfos Yevamos Pevavim and Aleph on Rashi. So the answer to that has to be, Rav Yosef Engel talks about this in the Lekach Tov, that no, even a Kohen is not allowed to eat Truma until after the Hafrasha. It's not that a Kohen can eat Truma. A Kohen also is usher to eat Truma until after you do Hafrasha. And he gives a mashal. He says, a Kohen can't eat Kachim until after Zrikas Adam. Sometimes you have to do a Maisa that is Matir. That is Matir. Stay for here too, even according to Rashi. Right? He says, Das Rashi, Yevamos Pevav, this is in Simon Beis, in Klal Beis Asvin Daraisa, Tevel Aser Bebnei Iruv Truma Shebo, Vatosvas Hikshu, Venir Laneas Daiti, he says, Dematzinu Bekadshim, Dekodem Azrika Vaktara, Haviakola Gavoa, Viachar Azrika Vaktara Azakonim, O Habaila Mishuchan Gavoa Kazachu, Hachanami, Efshar da truma ha meureves betevel hi chelek gavoa v'yalkena sura az lakol v'yacharei ha'afrasha az akohanim mishulchan gavoa kazachi. And he says, sounds that way from the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Trumos, where the Rambam says, Aser lahen sheyachtavu trumos u'maisras. The Kohen can't go and grab. Afil lishol chelkan b'fiyem aser ela notlin b'kavid sha'al shulchan ha'makom heim ochlin. The al shulchano heim shosin. This is the Rambam Hilchos Trumas. Umatnos elu lashem heim vehu zoche lahem. The Kohen is zoche from God's table. So it sounds like karbanos. Shneemar vani nasadi lachas shemis trumosai. V'loshen shal shulchan amakom meochlin. Shkaz of a Rambam who mamish kolashem mishulchan gavok hazachu hamuske b'shas kama duchti gabe kachim. And then he has another four columns on this as he often does. But again, that's the comment relating to the first drasha on the daf here that the Kohanim don't have to do it, but they have to be mafresh, but then they could keep it themselves. Viter. Amar Rabbi Yacha. Bimei Rabbi Oshia, in the days of Rabbi Oshia, Bikshu Limanos al Haramelech, Lepotim and Amaisris. Haramelech was a certain area where Jews no longer lived. The Gemara Maseches Gittin in the Bavli talks about it used to be a very lively and big Jewish area, but the desolation that took place from the Romans and many places that used to be fully Jews were desolate. So Rav Acha, there was a place, Haramelech. Rav Acha, there were no Jews anymore there. So he wanted to say it's Pater from Isris, right? Yesh Kinyan. Amru Yav Rav Oshia. They said, okay, let Rav Oshia come in and check it out. Check it out if you really, you have to do the research. So let him come. But then he didn't end up coming. Why? Right? Either, says the Marafolda, either the Beis Avad, his Beis Din scattered, or he died. Either way, he never got to come. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi b'shem Rabbi Oshi halacha Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Oshi was based on the fact halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, right? Yesh Kinyan, and therefore there's a p'tur. So the Gemara says, Deloke man an amrin. If Rabbi Oshi hadn't said this, what would we have said? Rabbi Meir Rabbi Shimon ain't halacha Rabbi Shimon. We would have said that Rabbi Meir like Rabbi Shimon, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Of course, they're halachas like Rabbi Shimon. So what's the chiddush Rabbi Oshi? We know whenever there's machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. So what's the chiddush? Let's just finish the line. Ella, because of this. This is why he had to say it. Begin to Tani, because we have another brisa that says, Amr Reb Shimon Shizuri, Maisa Shinazar Vapiris, Tvulim Beperosai. Reb Shimon Shizuri says, one time, I had some of my tevel fruit got mixed up into Chulin. Visha'alti is Rebbe Tarfon. I asked Rebbe Tarfon what to do. V'amr li, Tseva locha minagoy, v'asir oleha. Go buy, remember we said yesterday, how do you fix your tevel that got mixed up into your Chulin? You gotta buy other tevel. So he told him, go buy tevel from a guy and be maser. Wanted to buy tevel from a guy? What does that mean? Rabbi Tarfon holds, ain't kinyan l'goy, because the kedusha is not batel. So now we have Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Meir on one side, and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda on the other side. So it's not just a machlokes, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir. You got two and two. So v'tani Allah, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, omrim, yesh kinyan l'goy be'eretz Yisrael, l'pochem and amaser. Right? They hold that there's yesh. So, why did Rabbi Oshia have to say this? Delo tizvar, that we shouldn't say, meimar trei kol kabel trei inun, so it's two against two. And therefore, we're not sure exactly. You don't have the regular rule of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir. Lofom kein, so achlomar halach Rabbi Shimon. That's why he had to tell us halach is like Rabbi Shimon, because it wasn't just two. 2 points just to close. Number one, if you look in the Bavli, in the Erevin daf memvav, that's the daf in Shas that talks about all the rules and regulations of Psak. And Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, who we passing like, and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi this, all the rules, they are on Mem Vav on the base. Remei Rabbi Yehuda alach Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi alach Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi Remei Rabbi Yossi alach Rabbi Yossi, all the rules, and then it quotes there, Remei Rabbi Shimon, Teku, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon Teku, we don't know. So the Mefarshim, you got to know Shas Bavli and Yerushalmi to ask this question. Why is it Erevin Memvav? Do we pass like Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Shimon? Teku. Demai, Yerushalmi. Who do we pass like? Rabbi Shimon. Machlokes Yerushalmi and Bavli. So if you look at the Maritz Chayis there, in Erevin, he says, is this one of those? Right, the Beis Yosef writes, if there's ever a Machlokes, Bavli Yerushalmi, you pass like the Bavli. But what if there's no Machlokes? They just say something different, but it's not really a contradiction. So here is a contradiction. The Bavli says, I'm not sure. The Yerushalmi says, this is what you do. Is that a machlokas? So maybe we would override it. Maybe we would pass in like the Yerushalmi there. Not sure. That's the Maritz Chayis' comment there in Eir. He quotes the Yad Malachi. It's the Yerushalmi in Shvias 2. He says, Ulefi akal sher masalonim maran be'akesa mishnah delo kol makom bayadelo ifshetub Bavli ifshetub Yerushalmi. If you have an unanswered question, different than exactly how I said it. If you have an unanswered question in the Bavli and it's answered in the Yerushalmi, so then you could go by that answer. So maybe here too, you should be able to go by that answer. Okay, usually teiku is a different kind of question. Like, who do we paskin like? But that's the, that's interesting, one comment. The other comment is, what do we paskin like towards Ein and Yesh? So the Rambam seemed to have been Choserbo. Because the Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayah says Yesh Kinyan is Zok Dusha, but clearly in Hilchas Trumos, maybe we'll start with this, but next time, in Hilchas Trumos he says, Ein Kinyan L'Goy, and it retains its Kedusha. So that is the Rambam Shita Hilchos Trumos in the first parak. So he seems to have been chozer bo from the psak. But again, part of it is how to read this Gemara. Okay, I'll have to stop here. We'll get into a little bit Atzitz Nakuv things on the next daf, which was in our Mishnah as well.